Hi people and hello my Chili Con Garnage crew, it's Chili here from 5 Minute Reviews, and on this episode we're going over Smashing Pumpkins' newest album, Autumn, Act 1. Sometimes it can be difficult to separate the man from the myth, and Billy Corgan is certainly enshrined with a lot of myth. An androgynous artist whose chrome dome helped shape the sound of the 90s with albums like Siamese Dream and Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness that will continue to go down among some of the greatest albums in history. Billy Corgan, alongside guitarist James Iha, bassist Darcy Uretsky, and drummer Jimmy Chamberlain, will forever be immortalized as the Smashing Pumpkins. But not all good things can last forever. Not even Wakanda can.
Wakanda forever!
And so the band would go on hiatus for a while before returning, with only Billy being the core member, to record some new material. It has been 15 years since then, and slowly over the past few years, we have seen the return of Jimmy and James, with additional guitar duties being performed by longtime guitarist Jeff Schroeder, and now we are in the third album of this nearly complete Smashing Pumpkins lineup, version 2.0 if you will, with a highly ambitious call to release 33 songs as three acts over the next few months, and on top of this, call it a follow-up to a fan favourite, Siamese Dream and Melancholy. So how does it sound? Join me and let's find out. I must admit, the first time I played this album, my stomach turned. What the fuck was I hearing? Wasn't this supposed to be a big callback to old school guitar driven rock and roll? Beguiled was a great single and showcased that sound I could get behind. So imagine my dismay upon finding out that this song isn't even on the album. It's on Act 2. So what is this electronic opera oozing from my headphones? Oh, right. Well, the song Butterfly Suite didn't really do it for me, and I must admit it's taken a few playthroughs and I almost gave up on the entire album. Then one day after about 6 or so whiskeys, I decided to give it another chance, and it came through much clearer. This isn't as bad of an album as I thought. Yes, it's a bit slow to get going with its intro piece, Autumn, followed up by the dull electronic piece Butterfly Suite, which could have fooled me in parts for a song Muse had written, but when we get to the good in Goodbye, the sound comes through shiny and oh so brightly. The guitar work is on point, and this is a track I can really enjoy. Big, loud guitars. Yes. Embraced isn't a bad follow-up song either. It changes the pace from the previous track, certainly, but I can do without the Ado I Do. I think it's worth mentioning here, but I don't like the album Adore. It's bloated and shows the band trying to copy that Radiohead sound that only they can pull off. The perfect blend between electronic and rock. With this said, I think you can get a clear picture of my thoughts regarding the Smashing Pumpkins and their ever-growing electronic influences. So I think with that said, you can understand that I didn't truly enjoy a lot of the tracks here, and in particular with Hooligan, for example. Now, Steps in Time is a good track, and perhaps the extent of electronic rock I can enjoy from the Smashing Pumpkins. There are some more tracks that are hits for me, with Beyond the Veil and The Gold Mask to a degree, but there are some here that are just a miss with me, like Hooray and Where Rain Must Fall. Now, I think one of the problems I have with the album is the huge expectation of it being in any way, shape or form relatable to Melancholy. It immediately set my expectations too high.
No, that's it over there. Yeah, that's it. Just to the right of the one you're looking at.
I know, how unfair is it for me to compare this latest album to one of the biggest and most influential albums of the 90s? Except if they didn't want to be compared to their magnum opus, then why the fuck would they call it a follow-up album and set that bar so high? It's just an unfair matching that would get this album chopped apart faster than Vaemond Valerian in King's Land.
I will have your tongue for that.
Ugh. I mean, let's get real for a second and state the obvious that anything less than near perfection was going to fall short. Just announce this as a project, and if the references are there, let the fans figure out with the trail of breadcrumbs you leave behind. It would be more enjoyable than pitting it against Goliath. Now, despite all of my nihilism, I did eventually overcome this barrier, and I can admit it's a decent, albeit flawed album. However, I feel like I am looking at a small part of a bigger picture, and I remain optimistic about the next two releases still. I mean, if they sound anything similar to Beguiled, we could be onto something. Overall, I will rate this album 3.5 million chilies on the spicy scale, with my favourite songs being The Good and Goodbye, Steps in Time, and Beyond the Veil. I feel I could grow to appreciate this album some more over time. After all, I'm starting to enjoy Seer a bit more after all of this. But as of recording of this episode, this is how I feel, and I needed to say what I have said. I await until January when Act 2 is unveiled to all of us. If you have enjoyed this episode, please leave a like and please subscribe as well. We're a small channel and every little sub helps out. And as always, everyone, stay spicy. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Live Listen Erased. And if you have enjoyed this episode, make sure you share it with all your friends. Don't forget to subscribe to our Chili Con Carnage crew so you can get notified for all the future videos that we put out, as we put out videos every Friday. Also, we are on Discord, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter over at Live Listen Erased, so make sure to tune in over there. And don't forget to like this video so that our manager can stay very happy.